Hello there, this is Jeff McDowell coming to you from my truck again for episode number two of this podcast thing I have been challenged to do. So I appreciate everyone that has already listened to the first episode and gave me your feedback. It was taken to heart, and I really do appreciate the support on this. So I'm going to dive in today. As I'm driving from my house to the office, I'll try to make it short and sweet as best I can. So we're going to dive in today a little bit and talk about something. Now, actually, we're going to talk about what I want to call it, and you've seen other topics talk about this or other podcasts and books and stuff, but we'll call it, for lack of a better word, the pursuit of perfection. That's what actually kept me from doing this as long as I held off on it, because I'm always afraid that I'm not going to be perfect at something, and it's got to be perfect. I don't want to get criticized and talked about or looked down on or whatever, that is. And I finally realized, after much stern talking to's from different people that care about me, people that hold me accountable, and if you listen to the first episode, you understand the accountability reference. But I realized I'm never going to be perfect. And that's okay. That is perfectly fine. See what I did there? Perfectly, pun intended, sort of. But anyway, what I was trying to say is, I finally realized I'm never going to be perfect. I may be very good at some things. I may not be very good at other things. And that's okay too. So I have a choice. I can sit there and wait until I feel like I'm good enough, or I can just get out there, put myself out there, and give it a shot, and then listen to the feedback of people that I respect and care about, and that respect and care about me, and adjust fire as needed. So that's what I'm doing with this. I know this is not a perfect production podcast. It doesn't have the fancy background music. It's not edited at all. This is a clear one take, and I'm not going to go in and edit anything. I'm going to publish it just as it's recorded. So if somebody cuts me off in traffic and I yell at them and call them names that I probably shouldn't say, you're going to hear it on here, because this is raw. This is real. This is life. And that's kind of the way, kind of the reason, see, I messed up and I'm not going to edit out. That's the reason that I'm doing it this way. Not to say that it's going to stay this way forever. If I keep doing this, it could evolve into a more polished production piece, but I want to keep the real element of it, the imperfect element of it, because I want everybody to understand that it's okay. You're not perfect. We weren't designed to be perfect. I tell people, I have a security business, and, I have security officers and event people that work for us. And when a client calls and somebody's done something that they shouldn't have done or something that needs to be done differently, I apologize, tell them we're going to fix the problem. And I say, every time I always end the explanation with, our product is people, and by design it's a flawed product. We know that we're going to have imperfections in our performance and in our activity and in our looks and in our thoughts and words. Everything that we do is going to be imperfect. And the sooner we understand that that is acceptable and we give ourselves permission to not be perfect, then the better off we're all going to be. Unfortunately, we fall in this trap through being on social media, through watching TV, through reading tabloids or whatever the modern day equivalent of a tabloid is. And we see all these other people with their perfect life, or what appears to be a perfect life. What they put out there is perfect. And we think, well, that's what we have to be. For young ladies, it's they look at the models in these magazines or on these Instagram or whatever the social media stuff is that the young people use nowadays. They look at these models and they see this perfect figure, this perfect person, flawless skin, you know, perfect body with no fat or tone, or they're perfectly toned. And they think that's what they have to be, or else they're not good enough. They watch people post that post videos, these influencers out there that post videos, and they see a perfect presentation, a perfect showing, and they think, that's what I have to be. I have to be that way. I can't make a mistake in my speech. And God forbid you post something or say something, and it gets out in the media or social media that some one single person or one or two people may take offense to, and then your life is ruined. So what ends up happening is we all lose our voice. We don't give people permission to be imperfect, and we don't give ourselves permission to be imperfect. And it's deteriorating us as a human race. That's where we got to stop. We've got to stop that. We've got to give people grace. We've got to give people the freedom to mess up and learn from it. You got to give yourself that same freedom. You also got to give yourself the freedom to accept criticism when you do mess up. Okay? Someone pointing out an error or a mistake is not the same as that person telling you that you're stupid or that you are not worth as much as you think you are or as much as you want to be worth. It's not that person telling you that they think you are worth less. It is merely that person making you aware of a mistake. And the best way to handle that is to own it. Listen to what the person is saying, evaluate what the person's saying, and own it. If you truly did mess up, say, oh, wow, I appreciate you telling me that. I didn't realize that that was offensive. I didn't realize that I was supposed to do it a different way. I didn't know. Nobody ever taught me that this was something that I shouldn't do and is, you know, frowned upon by society. Okay, that's the mature way to handle it. Do I always do it that way? Heck to the no, I don't. Because I'm insecure. There, I said it. I'm secure enough to tell y'all that I am insecure. I have imposter syndrome. I don't feel like that I really deserve the success that I've had. I feel like I lucked into it and that one of these days the truth is going to come out. So there I said it. A lot of it comes from my own perceived shortcomings. And it holds me back a lot. It also pulls me back a lot. The difference there is holding me back keeps me from getting to the point that I could achieve based off the skills that I've developed over the years and that I've been blessed with just naturally. Pulling me back is where I have reached a certain level of success, but in my mind, subconsciously, I don't believe I deserve it. So I subconsciously make decisions that lead to a self-fulfilling activity, which causes the success to be short-lived or not as good as it could have been, and keeps me from enjoying it and celebrating it. Sorry, I digressed and went down a rabbit trail there, so we'll get back to it. The imperfection thing. Give yourself permission to not be perfect. Give yourself permission to listen when someone offers criticism. And when you listen when someone offers criticism, listen to understand, not to respond. We hear that phrase a lot these days, and it's true. And it goes both ways. Okay? If you want somebody to listen to understand you, you've got to be willing to listen to understand them. So we push ourselves so hard trying to be perfect, and we're never going to be there, y'all. We're never going to be perfect. You know, there might be, I was listening to another podcast this morning, and one of the guys on there was saying, you know, most of us are going to be mediocre at most of the things we do. And he gave LeBron James as an example. He said LeBron James may be one of the best basketball players of all time. Michael Jordan was better, by the way. fight me on that if you want to. But LeBron may be one of the best basketball players of all time. But in the 99 other things he does throughout the course of a week, he's probably average or below average at most of them. And that's okay, because he is very good at the one thing that he does very well. And it just so happens to be the thing that pays him a lot of money, more than I'll probably ever make. So understand, you're not going to be perfect at everything. If everybody looked perfect, then everybody would be average, right? Because average is you take the best, you take the worst, and it's in the middle somewhere. Well, if everybody had perfect looks, then perfect would now be average. And that's where the whole different subject about the whole everybody's special, everybody's like a unique snowflake, and okay, well, if everybody's special, then special now becomes average. Sorry, digressed again, but that's true. Just be good at you. Be good at you. Not everybody's going to be a great basketball player, and that's okay. Those great basketball players need somebody to manage their money because they're probably not that great at that. Those great basketball players need somebody that is good at construction to build them a nice house because they probably can't swing a hammer. And that's okay because they're good at what they do. Don't compare yourself to other people and think that that's the standard that you have to achieve in order to be successful in life. Because you don't have to achieve that standard of other people. Find what you are good at doing. Find what you were put here for. And focus in on that. Be the best at that you can be. And I'm not saying be the best in the world at it, but be the best you can be, and you'll be surprised at how good you are when you accept that I'm good at this, and I don't have to be good at this other thing. And I don't have to be perfect at everything or at anything. I'm going to make a mistake, and that's okay, because the best thing about a mistake is you learn from it. If you're not learning something new every day, you're not making enough mistakes. If you're not making enough mistakes, that means you're not working hard enough and trying new things hard enough. If you just sit there paralyzed because you're afraid you're going to make a mistake, you're never going to grow, you're never going to learn, and you're never going to succeed at anything. And I'm not saying success means getting rich. I'm talking about just succeeding at being a good person, being a good spouse, at being a good parent, at being a good business person or an employee or employer. You're never going to succeed at anything if you're never learning. And you're never going to learn unless you get out there and make mistakes and give yourself permission to make those mistakes. And then when you do and someone points out a mistake, accept the feedback. You might not like it. You probably won't. You'll probably get mad when you're hearing it, going, what do they know? They don't understand it, blah, blah. Okay, fine. Think it, don't say it. Understand where they're coming from. And also, it goes back to the previous podcast, understand the person's heart. If it's a person that you know cares about you, don't start from the position that they're trying to hurt me. Ask yourself the question, why is this person pointing this out to me? Why is this person telling me I made a mistake? Is it because they're just mean people and they just like to point out mistakes of others? Because there are people out there like that, okay? They're grumpy people. I look at those people and I just have a song run through my head sometimes. If you're happy and you know it, tell your face. Okay, there are those people that need to hear that. But when it's somebody that's in your close, trusted circle that points out something to you that you've made a mistake about or a way that you need that you could improve that would help your life, take that as it coming from a position of love or of caring. Don't take it as somebody that's trying to put you down and hold you down. No, they're somebody that's trying to actually build you up and lift you up and help you move up. And when you start hearing it and receiving it through that filter, It's going to change everything for you. And realizing that people do want your best outcome and they do have your best interest at heart. That is what you got to start doing. Now, granted, if it's somebody that you know is just a mean, mean person that just doesn't care and they just want to hurt other people and just see people be miserable, listen to what they have to say, thank them for their opinion, and move on. You don't have to engage with them. But somebody that you do respect, listen to what they have to say, thank them, and then the real sign of the next level of maturity here is say, okay, what can I do to improve that situation? What can I do to improve this? What do you see that I could do? Can you give me some ideas here? Help me out. Do I do these things? Like I said, heck no, I don't. Do I need to do these things? Absolutely I do. We all do. Okay, I don't know very many people that are perfect when it comes to that. See, brought the perfection in there. We're not perfect. Will I do these things sometimes, but then not other times? Yep, I sure will. Going forward, it's still going to happen. Somebody's going to hit me at the wrong time. They're going to come at me the wrong way. I'm going to take something wrong, and I'm going to respond the wrong way. But if I know that and recognize that, I can try to start working on it. That's the first step to improvement, for me anyway. So I've rambled a lot about this, but it's something I think is real important, because trying to be perfect for everybody else will drive you crazy. Trying to be perfect for yourself will drive you crazy. It will lead to anxiety. It will lead to depression. It will lead to poor physical health. Trust me, I know that personally from experience. I worked so hard trying to build my business and be the perfect husband and be the perfect father and have the perfect business and try to do everything just perfect that I didn't take care of myself. And before I knew it, a year ago, I was 423 pounds. And in the hospital, in the emergency room on a Friday night, with a pulmonary embolism, thinking I could possibly die. And I almost thought when it hit, I was sitting in the living room with my kids. All I could think about was, I've let myself get to the point where I'm about to die in front of my children. Because I was trying to be perfect at everything else. I was trying to be the perfect husband. I was trying to be the perfect father. I was trying to provide everything everybody wanted and not taking care of me. That's my story. Your story may be different. Your story, not everybody's going to get up to 400 pounds or whatever. And that's great. Please don't. If anybody has any questions about how I brought it down, I'm down now. I've lost over 150 pounds in the past year. Had a surgery back in February that's helped a lot. But the point is, if anybody has any questions about that, contact me offline, and I'll be more than happy to help you talk about anything on that, because you need to be healthy. And I'm not where I need to be, where I want to be, but I'm getting closer. But the point I was making by that, again, I digress a lot. I go down rabbit trails, and y'all have to just snatch me back sometimes. I have to snatch myself back. The point I'm making here is trying to be perfect, pursuing perfection, will kill you. And that's not a scare tactic. It's not something that's... I'm trying to use a lot of hype on that. It's true. It almost did me. So when you're in this pursuit of perfection, accept the fact you're never going to get there.
And then don't pursue perfection.
Just try to be better than you were the day before. Okay? Set a realistic goal, a realistic vision, and then figure out what steps you have to take each day that'll get you there. Reverse engineer it. I mean, how many people listening to this when you were younger, or even maybe still now, get a gadget and would take it apart to see how it worked? So the thing is, with life, we need to do that. Figure out where you want to be
at a specific
point. I got a great coach that can help you guys with that, by the way. You're welcome, Lois. Pick a point where you want to be at a certain, or pick a place or what you want your life to look like at a certain point. Write it down and then say, okay, what are the steps that I got to take to get there starting today? Reverse engineer that, unravel that sweater to where it's just a thread, and then start knitting the thread back into the sweater you want it to be. Okay, I got to write that one down because I just came up with that little analogy right there on the spot, y'all. Note that. Anyway, my challenge for you this week: give yourself permission to fail. Give yourself permission to fail at something. At the end of the day, at the end of every day this week, before you lay down at night to go to bed, do me a favor. Write down two or three things that you failed at that day. Two or three things that you attempted and failed. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but I promise you, you do that, you're going to realize just how many things that you're trying. What you're going to also start seeing is things that you're successful at doing. I challenge you to do that. I'm going to try to do it this week myself. I want to find something every day that I failed at, because that means I tried something different. That means I tried something new. It means I stepped out there outside of my comfort zone and said, I got this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this effort. So do that. Make a note of it. Jot it down. If you care to share it with me, sync my email and stuff is through the registration here on the podcast. If not, email me. It's jeff.mcdowell@att.net. Jeff.mcdowell@att.net. I'll have a more professional sounding email for this thing if it keeps going at some point. But let me know what you failed at this week. I appreciate anybody that's listening to this. Share this with your friends if you think it's worth it. If you don't like it, don't tell anybody about it. Seriously, I'm trying to put myself out there. Thank you guys for listening and giving me permission to be imperfect in this. We're on this journey together. We're all imperfect. And the more we encourage each other to make mistakes, or when they make mistakes, the better we're all going to be. So I appreciate all of you, and I will hopefully do this again sometime. Later.